USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The appeal for green is growing among Americans. 77% say they are concerned about the environmental impact of the products they buy, according to a 2021 study from Green Print, an environmental technology company. In addition, nearly 8 in 10 consumers indicate sustainability is important for them, per an IBM survey released in 2020. Is Joe Biden following the science or his political needs? Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal thinks it's not the science.
And I have a hard time understanding how he thinks this is going to do anything but politicize a very important issue, which is vaccination. It just causes people to hunker down and decide for political reasons they are going to fight back against the president's mandates.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the Ultimate Niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our De-Stress Capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.